just look round, he's gone. Didn't you love the things that they stood for? Didn't they try?
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Israel and Hamas have agreed to a ceasefire and hostage release deal. President Biden says it's based on the proposal he submitted last spring.
The road to this deal has not been easy. I've worked in foreign policy for decades. This is one of the toughest negotiations I've ever experienced.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says it's not a done deal yet. More from CBS's Margaret Brennan.
This deal has to go forward for approval by his own cabinet and the Knesset. The security cabinet had already signed off overnight last night, but it still has to go through a process. We also have not yet seen the list of names of Palestinian prisoners who will be released from Israeli detention centers. And that is expected to draw legal challenges within Israel.
The ceasefire is expected to take effect Sunday. It's been a busy day on Capitol Hill, with Senate committees questioning several of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet picks. Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi vowed to end the weaponization of the Justice Department.
Politics will not play a part.
The full Senate is expected to approve her nomination. CBS's Natalie Brand is watching another cabinet pick who is likely to sail through the confirmation process.
Secretary of State nominee Marco Rubio was asked about Trump's interest in taking control of Greenland and the Panama Canal.
The Chinese basically have effective control of the canal anytime they want, because if they order a Chinese company that controls the ports to shut it down or impede our transit, they will have to do so.
Rubio says the 21st century will be defined by what happens between the United States and China. The fire risk in Southern California has increased again today, with winds gusting again and humidity so low. Cleanup crews are fanning out across the neighborhoods that were destroyed.
We're going to go with the fire brigades to clean up a lot of the trash that's left from all the winds. So, and everybody here has their own truck. People came from everywhere, and we're all ready to go and do our part.
At least 25 people have been killed in the fires. 26 people are reported missing. Federal transportation officials are cracking down on more airlines for their flight delays. CBS's Jim Crisula has details.
The U.S. Transportation Department is suing Southwest Airlines, alleging it has illegally operated, chronically delayed flights, and disrupted passengers' travel plans. The agency has also fined Frontier Airlines for the same issue. JetBlue was recently fined $2 million for chronic flight delays because of, quote, unrealistic scheduling.
Big gains on Wall Street today, thanks to some good inflation news and some good bank earnings. Dow up 703 points, NASDAQ jumped 466. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The former director of the Shalom Center in Kenosha has been appointed as the new chief executive officer of the Racine Family YMCA. A statement put out this morning says Tamara Coleman will bring extensive nonprofit leadership experience to the role. A dusting of snow tonight, a quick warm-up, then back to dastardly cold temperatures next week. The National Weather Service says Sunday is when it will turn back cold. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Racine County Sheriff's deputies rescued a woman from a burning vehicle following a two-car crash in Union Grove. The incident last week, captured on body camera, shows deputies pulling an unresponsive driver from a Honda and putting out those flames. And Kenosha will host its first ever St. Patrick's Day parade on March 15th, featuring plans to dye the harbor green. Community groups are invited to participate with signups available on the city's website. Racine has their St. Patty's Parade the same day. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks topple the Kings. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks took command in the first quarter and beat the Sacramento Kings 130-115. Giannis Antetokounmpo with his 50th career triple-double on getting off to a fast start.
We had like a pace about us, I think, in the first quarter. And we would just make shots too. I think we scored like 45 points, 47 points in the first flight. So that's good.
In Madison, the Wisconsin Badgers beat the Ohio State Buckeyes 70-68. That was Greg Gard's 200th career win as head coach. Marquette, on the road in Chicago, went into overtime with DePaul, but pulled out an 85-83 win over the Blue Demons. In the NFL, Packers quarterback coach Tom Clements announcing he's decided to retire. He is 71 years old. Running back A.J. Dillon says he'll return stronger than ever. Dillon spent all of last season on IR with a neck stinger. He's set to become a free agent. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A patch or two of freezing drizzle or flurries possible this evening. Otherwise, mostly cloudy tonight. Rising temps through the 20s. Warmer tomorrow, more clouds, a high in the mid-30s. Upper 30s Friday. For the weekend, much colder temperatures and a bitter breeze. Right now, it's 22.
Like the U. Rolling Stones, Get Off My Cloud on WRJN. Let's take you back to this date in 1967. It was on this date that the Rolling Stones were forced to change the lyrics of Let's Spend the Night Together to Let's Spend Some Time Together when appearing on The Ed Sullivan Show. Now, they did change the lyrics, but on camera, Mick Jagger rolled his eyes when he came to that part of the song, and Ed Sullivan vowed they would never be on his show again.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door open. Listening to Buck Owens, do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition divided by magician.
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
And rescue me.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio, and wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on. Our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before, so it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back, cause they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
My friend Robin's here. Did you make any decisions today?
Yeah, about sleeping in. Should I take two more minutes or not?
Apparently, the best time to make a decision is between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m.
Okay, why?
Science shows we're biologically primed to think more clearly and make more intelligent choices during that time.
Oh, okay. That's great, because I'm at work at that time, so I'm up by that time, awake. I'm getting there by 9, so yeah, maybe that is
true. It also says don't make a decision when you're hungry.
And never go grocery shopping
right,
when you're hungry.
It says researchers found that subjects who had skipped a meal were 50% more likely to make an irrational decision.
I get that. Totally get that.
And
that's why they sell candy bars at the register. So
exactly.
When you're in line, you just munch on them.
Exactly. Boy, you just took me back to my childhood. I remember being at the grocery store with my mom, and I would always want animal crackers. And so we would pick up a box of animal crackers and I'd eat them while we're shopping. And then when we went up, to the counter, we had this empty box of animal crackers that she had to pay for.
Oh, darn. Well, when you were a kid, this happened.
Yeah.
Kurt, come on.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
Know,
no, I still do
walk
it.
Around. My kids did that I one time and I'm like, well, if it keeps them quiet.
All right, there's my friend Robin. It's Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. X-Golf Kenosha is your winter golfing destination. Perfect your swing on one of seven state-of-the-art simulators, then stay warm and celebrate with tasty food and drinks. Be sure to follow X-Golf Kenosha on Facebook and Instagram for the latest updates, promotions, and exclusive discounts. X-Golf delivers an unforgettable experience. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road. X-Golf, where golf season never ends.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Celebrate the first anniversary of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha, where locals satisfy their sweet tooth. Delight in a variety of cobblers, cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls, perfect on a cold winter's day. Plus, now through January 20th, enjoy exclusive specials, commemorative t-shirts, and scratch-off tickets. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Only today at WRJN Big Deals.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hand is shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine. When I'm near the girl that I love best, my heart beats so it scares me to death. When she touches my hand, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, I'm all shook up.
We're going back to 1957 for that one. It's Elvis Presley and All Shook Up on WRJN. Well, tonight you could see a few flurries and a low of 18. Tomorrow, partly sunny, up to about 35. We could see 40 by Friday.
Sometimes I'm right, but I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song.
Ah!
got me so I can't sleep at night.
WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. So many different ways to listen on the historic 1400 AM on the FM dial at 99.9 in Racine or 98.1 in Kenosha or worldwide on the Civic Media app. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The former director of the Shalom Center in Kenosha has been appointed as the new chief executive officer of the Racine Family YMCA. A statement put out this morning says Tamara Coleman will bring extensive nonprofit leadership experience to the role. The appointment follows a search process with neighboring YMCAs. The Racine Family Y has been serving Racine County since 1875. Two major school districts in southeastern Wisconsin are seeking voter approval on funding increases. Racine Unified is pushing for a $190 million referendum in April. Kenosha Unified's $115 million referendum is set for February. Both districts cite financial pressures as the driving force behind the request for more taxpayer money. Wisconsin voters will see another amendment to the state constitution on an upcoming ballot. This one is on the state voter IDs law. With more, here's Lisa Hale.
With a liberal majority on the Supreme Court, Republican lawmakers want the law enshrined in the Constitution so it can't be overturned. Last week, the Senate passed the measure to add it to the ballot in the spring. The Assembly took up the matter yesterday. This is one of the first things lawmakers chose to take up in the start of the new legislative session.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A patch or two of freezing drizzle or flurries possible this evening. Otherwise, mostly cloudy tonight. Rising temps through the 20s. Warmer tomorrow, more clouds, a high in the mid-30s. Upper 30s Friday. For the weekend, much colder temperatures and a bitter breeze. Currently 21 degrees.
Yeah.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, in China, a woman called emergency services to complain that her boyfriend refused to warm her feet. Then a few minutes later, the boyfriend called the same emergency number to complain that his girlfriend wouldn't remove her cold feet from atop his stomach where she was warming them.
I saw her sitting in the rain.
Mercy, 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 m
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. But when you're looking for radio that provides real news and great conversation, tune into our sister station, AM 540 WAUK. You'll hear the entire civic media lineup of great hosts discussing the important local, state, and national issues. Learn more at civicmedia.us or simply tune in to AM 540 WAUK.
Working my way. Yeah.
white, the waves the sand. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, child of nature, friend of
Racine's home for local news and timeless hints, WRJN. Are you ready for four things you did not know yesterday? Here we go. Thing number one, Baskin-Robbins once made ketchup-flavored ice cream. Ugh. Thing number two, bats are the only mammal capable of true sustained flight. Thing number three, Americans throw away approximately $62 to $68 million worth of coins annually. This includes coins accidentally discarded with the trash or lost in various ways. And thing number four, electorophobia is the fear of chickens. And there are four things you did not know yesterday.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at racinetheater.org.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matza Matt for Brewpub, lots of matza pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza, and you'll find that in a Brewpub, lots of matza pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, it's a top-tier pizza proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese, a Brewpub, lots of matza pizza.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max. Face the three. Takes the three. Left side. Yes, sir.
Fades.
Fades. Flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up. Got it. With the right hand. It counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk. Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
WRJN.
88 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. I will talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Stay tuned for CBS News at 6 and more timeless hits on the way. Now, it's Simon and Garfunkel and Bridge Over Troubled Water on WRJN. Have a great night.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. When you're down and out, when you're on the street,
this is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Biden has announced a deal to pause the fighting in Gaza.
It's a three-phase deal based on the ceasefire agreement the president introduced last spring.
I'm deeply satisfied. This day has come, finally come.
During phase one,
fighting in Gaza will stop.
Then comes the first release of hostages,
including women and elderly and the wounded.
Phases two and three will include a permanent end to the war, release of all living hostages, and the release of remains. Most of the deal will be implemented during the next administration. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Attorney General, Pam Bondi, went before the Senate Judiciary Committee today. She was asked about Trump's promise to pardon people who attacked the Capitol on January 6th, 4 years ago.
If confirmed, and if asked to advise the president, I will look at each and every file, but let me be very clear in speaking to you. I condemn any violence on a law enforcement officer.